I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. You know what? I am excited about our weekly winning word this week. It's one of my favorite words. It's revelations. And that's what we're going to be talking about today on the radio show. Revelations, the importance of revelations, how revelations can really change your path, put you on the right direction, open your eyes to see things that you didn't see the way you should or as clear as you should. And I'm really excited about our journey on this radio show and how we've started to align it with that weekly winning resource that you receive in your email every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. I think it just adds that added value, that added little punch to help hit it home as far as our weekly winning word, our resources, our definitions of those words and how you can apply them in your week to be a little more motivated, a little more inspired to achieve the success that you desire. And that's what we want to do at I've Decided. We want to help you achieve your success and in your personal, your professional goals, whatever it is that you desire. So if you haven't become a community member of I've Decided, you need to get signed up. Visit us at ivedecided.org. Get signed up. It's a quick process. Start getting those weekly winning resources. Join us at our conferences. We have a conference coming up on September the 8th at Weaver Ridge. It's going to be awesome. You don't want to miss that. And you will have a lot of revelations that day, I assure you. That's the best part about the conferences is the revelations. Well, I'm going to kind of stop talking now and hand the mic over here to my guest. I'm super excited. Vicki Lavick, who is an awesome resource of I've Decided and a counselor here in the Peoria area, is my guest today. Hey, Vicki, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
And I love I said this before we started recording, like psychology is the bomb. Like, yep. I love the brain, how it works, mm-hmm. You know, how we think, behavior change, all that good stuff, right down my alley. In my former life, I'm sure I was a counselor, psychologist, you know.
Okay.
So okay. I know this is going to be an awesome show.
Okay.
And we're talking revelations.
Wonderful.
And so I want to know, though, what did you always love science like that, too? Was that always your bag, or did you kind of just one day, how did you become a counselor?
I actually decided pretty early on that I wanted to be a counselor. I think when I was in high school, I decided this is probably what I wanted to do because I listened to a lot of my friends' problems, and somewhere along the way, I decided I would like to get paid for this. And so I actually declared my major my freshman year in college, despite the original guidance counselor's concerns.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I did.
You knew
so
that
my second
first
semester,
year you were
going to
be
psychology
a
major.
A psychology
yep.
major.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I just took off from there.
Well, if you loved hearing all your friends' problems, you're either going to need to be a hairstylist.
Yes.
Right?
Hairstylist or what's the other one? There's another one. Bartender.
A bartender,
I think could have been the other one.
A hairstylist
right?
or yeah. a counselor. One of the above.
Absolutely.
Right?
Definitely.
This is not even on the same page as what we're talking about. Well, kind of. What a bartender friend said, I'm a bartender. I don't, whatever you say when you're drinking, I don't tell anybody.
Right.
So that's
yes.
a different kind of counseling.
That is probably a good thing. Yes. Yes.
So true. So true.
Yeah.
All right. So you knew that's what you wanted to do.
I did.
Obviously, you had that knack of listening.
I did.
And the
yeah.
knack of being concerned and giving good feedback.
And I enjoyed it. I truly, truly enjoyed it. And I still, you know, of course, to this day, I still enjoy being a good friend, I really do, but I have passion for what I do for a living, which I don't know that everybody can actually say. I truly enjoy what I do. I enjoy the variety of the people I see. I enjoy helping to solve problems. I enjoy listening, giving different perspectives. you know, kind of talking about revelations, as you and I were talking about right before we came on, it's nice when a client can kind of talk about, here's what's going on, here's what I'm struggling with, and I can say, okay, but what about this? And it's maybe something that's off to the side just a little bit, and they'll say, oh, I didn't think of it that way. And it just gives them a little bit of a different perspective. And
it's that aha moment.
It is. It is very much an aha moment that sometimes people just can't see for themselves, because when we're in the middle of things, we can't always see exactly what's going on. We need somebody from the outside to say, okay, but let's take a step back. Let's look at something a little bit differently. And okay, I can tackle it now.
It's kind of like that saying, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Exactly.
And it puts a new meaning on it, right?
Exactly.
And I think that's one of the things that we fall into in life in general. When you're going through something, and tell me if you agree with this, mm-hmm. but we tend to seek out those people that are going to tell us we're doing the right thing, that are going to, whether we are or we're not,
that
we try
tell
to
us
seek
what we
out,
want to hear.
Yeah.
Not what we should be doing or a different way to do something. Yes, yes, you are correct. We absolutely seek out people that will tell us what we want to hear, not what we need to hear.
And we need to hear what we need to hear.
Correct.
Because that's where the revelations
yes.
come.
And that becomes my job. Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you've got to put yourself in a place to learn. And yes. and my guest last week is a coach kind of per se. Erin, she does, helps people get their kids on track for college and mm-hmm. sets up all, you know, the whole process for you. So you have a step-by-step guide, which I think is amazing. And we were talking about that investment,
yes.
you know, investing in something like that, a coach like that, or investing in a counselor,
yes.
investing in a membership at a gym, or whatever it is that you need support and you need accountability.
Which is ultimately investing in ourselves.
Right.
That's really what you're talking about, is we each person needs to decide, when is it time to actually invest in him or herself?
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
And let's talk, and an investment means that you're going to get a return.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
So if you invest
Absolutely.
In an awesome counselor, an awesome coach, or a class online, or you put your money in an investment, you expect that you're going to get something in return that's going to pay you back more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I believe in that, and I believe in counseling and what you're doing, and I think it's much needed. And we live in a time today where it's kind of crazy, huh?
It is. Very much so. Yes.
And so I know you specialize in kids, adults, marriage.
I actually, so I don't see kids. I see teens and adults.
Okay.
There are other wonderful children's therapists in the area. So if anybody ever needs even a resource, I could even be a resource for a referral, which is kind of nice. So within the counseling community in the Peoria area, a lot of us do tend to know each other. So even if somebody may not be a good fit for me, I am always more than happy to say, nope, but here are a couple other people that I think would be a good fit for whatever reason. And I get a lot of my referrals that way as well. I will see teens and adults. I do see people individually, couples, family therapy. I'll do groups if needed. I haven't done a group for a while just because I haven't had the people to do a group, but I will always be more than happy to do a group.
What would be an example of a group? Like a whole, well, like, not a family. A family would be a family. So outside of a family, what would be a good example of a group?
Well, I love working with addiction and recovery. So I actually have an entire, I don't know, series that I would actually like to put together. I just haven't done it. It's together. I just need to actually put the people together. It's, I think, 5 or 6 weeks on basic addiction processes, relapse prevention, recovery, early recovery, family systems, resources, all of that good stuff.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing.
That's what I
love. So then you could actually, when you say a group, like you could, like a group of people meeting together who are trying to achieve the same goal.
Exactly. Whether that be somebody actually trying to get sober, trying to stay sober, family members who are trying to understand better how to help their loved one, whether they're still using or not. Even just other professionals who are just trying to learn more about addiction and recovery.
Sure.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. Yep.
That sounds really cool. And I think that would be awesome. Talk about aha moments. Uh-huh. When you have other people involved, now you start getting all kinds of different perspectives.
And there's a sense of belonging very much a I'm not alone.
Right,
feeling.
Like a community.
A community. As soon as you get even a few people together and they kind of all go, oh, here's how I feel. Oh, well, so do I. And here's, or I felt this way 3 weeks ago and here's what I did. And here are some suggestions. And then it becomes very collaborative and I love it. I love it.
So when you're meeting with the counselor, what is that? Walk us through. Would someone, like if someone's thinking, well, maybe I'd like to talk to someone, but I've never done that before. You know?
Sure.
There's the group of people that, They're like, oh, I got my counseling appointment. They're like,
right,
open about it.
Right.
They're like, I see my counselor every week.
And
I
some
go
that are
talk
hesitant because they don't know what to expect.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then there's some that may say, well, counseling could be good, but I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. Or am I going to do all the talking? Or do they do all the talking? I mean, walk us through,
okay,
like what that would a session.
We would set up an appointment, do some basic paperwork. Really, the first session is about gathering some information and building rapport. So it's about, okay, so Joe, you know, what is it that you're looking for? What kind of things do you want to work on? How do you think I might be able to help? And really just getting to know them. I also believe that the first several sessions are also about, they're evaluating me just as much as I'm evaluating them. I truly believe in that. Because on occasion, a client may not think they're a good fit, and that is absolutely okay. I want them to feel comfortable. Otherwise, they're not going to want to continue therapy, and it's not going to do them any good. So it's very much about just getting to know each other. And I do find that with a lot of my clients, even after that very first session, after they just talk, they say, wow, I feel a lot better. Like just saying things out loud and having somebody say, oh, yeah, I completely understand that. Or even just having somebody validate their feelings. They're frustrated over X, Y, and Z. And for some reason, maybe others in their lives just aren't necessarily understanding why they're frustrating. Well, maybe I do understand why you're frustrated. So a lot of people just need that validation and somebody to listen. So it's actually very basic, and all therapists are different. How they run things are completely different. I keep an open ear and just really get to know my client and figure out what their goals need to be next.
And get them on the right track.
Correct.
Open their eyes to see some things.
Exactly.
We want those revelations.
Where are we today and where do we ultimately want to end up? And let's figure out how we get there.
Right.
Yes.
Right. You know, sometimes I think, okay, what's the difference in a revelation and knowledge? So how would you describe the difference?
Oh.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot,
you
right?
You are. You are.
Because it's different. Revelation, it is different.
I'm picturing a revelation concept as very much that aha moment, whereas I'm thinking of knowledge as being the information that's provided to get us to the aha moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's like that knowledge is traditional wisdom.
Yes.
Right? You know what you know.
Yes.
And you have that knowledge.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, it's not pierced. It's not coming through. It's not
the
opening.
Pieces aren't being put together.
Yeah, maybe in the right order. Right.
And we need somebody to put the puzzle together, and then we can have that aha
right.
moment,
it's not all correlating together, and you can't understand it, but then you hear it.
Yes.
And that is the difference, I think. You're right. Oh, see, you're so smart.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Okay.
I love it.
All right.
Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your show. You were just listening and hearing Vicki Lavick's voice. We are talking about revelations today. Revelation is going to be your weekly winning word, and you're going to get that in your weekly winning resource this afternoon at 5 o'clock in your email if you are a community member of I've Decided. If you're not a community member of I've Decided, it is a real quick and easy process to join us, get on track to achieving your success and your goals. All you need to do is log into our website at ivedecided.org. And get signed up. Join our community. We would love to have you. And you will be on your way to success. We provide you all the resources, all the pieces of the puzzle that you need to be successful. Motivation, inspiration, information, education, tools, resources, and just really everything that you need. So be sure to join us. We'd love to have you. And get connected, connect you to people like Vicki, who can help you, who can provide you what you need. Because we all, you know, we can't, success is, you can't do it alone. You really can't.
Correct.
You need people.
Yes,
with you.
We need resources. We need a community.
We need, and you need those aha moments. And the way you do that is put yourself in a position, which is why that's why I think I love conferences so much.
Mm-hmm.
I love going to seminars. I love conferences. It's why we have three conferences every year with I've Decided, because those are the places where you can get revelation, where those moments, that knowledge that you have kind of all lines up
right
in this perfect little place, and all of a sudden, boom, you got it. You
exactly.
got what you need to catapult you forward.
Exactly.
And
agreed.
That and that's where motivation comes.
Correct.
When once you get that revelation, now you're motivated
to continue moving on with our day and with our week and with our year and et cetera, et cetera. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
So that's got to be a real thrill for you when someone's like, oh my gosh, you just
absolutely, yes.
That's it. And it changed my life.
Yes. I love it. I absolutely love it. Definitely. Although, to be fair, I can't take credit for, how do I say this? I can take credit for having moved somebody maybe in the right direction, but ultimately it's always up to the client whether they choose to keep an open mind or see something or engage in a new behavior that might change things. I will always give credit to the clients. I mean, they're the ones really doing the work. Ultimately, they're the ones doing the work.
They're the biggest piece of the puzzle, right?
Correct.
You
absolutely.
Are the biggest piece of the puzzle when it comes to your own success. You're
yes.
like that corner piece. You have to decide
yes.
that this is what you're going to do, and you're going to be successful, because it's necessary, especially if you have addictions. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that, because if there's someone listening right now mm-hmm. who could be struggling with any kind of addiction, and that's your passion.
Absolutely.
You love that. So
yep.
I want them to feel comfortable in reaching out to you and knowing that the first step is to admit that's like the first step of the 12-step process, right?
Absolutely. I mean, first step, if somebody is actually really struggling and wanting to do something different, give me a call. Shoot me an email. Go to a 12-step meeting, if that's, although sometimes that's a little overwhelming for somebody. They would much rather start with somebody one-on-one and maybe work their way up to something that's more group-oriented.
Yeah.
So,
but you probably are real familiar with that 12-step program.
Absolutely.
So you can...
Yep.
You're not offering AA meetings in your office.
No, but I can help
can
with the resources.
Take them
I can help.
The resource.
Absolutely. I can kind of help lead maybe to which ones they may enjoy more so than others. Or if they just have like a certain interest or something, maybe there are some meetings that are geared more around that interest than other meetings. Some meetings are larger than others. So it depends on, do they want to be in a larger group where they kind of can feel like they can listen to a lot of information and maybe not feel pressured to talk? Or would they rather be in a smaller, more intimate group of six or seven or even four or something like that? I may have some of that additional knowledge of, okay, well, maybe you should try this group first, you know, this particular 12-step meeting, and maybe try these other ones another time. Absolutely, I have all those resources.
That's great.
Yeah.
And do you find that people with addictions and you know, there are so many addictions.
Correct.
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, yeah, I probably got a few. I don't
yeah.
know. I may have addictions that I don't even know about. But, you know, you can be addicted to coffee. I mean, you can
Correct.
Be addicted to exercise.
Correct.
You can be addicted to spending money. I mean, it's not all about alcohol
and drugs. Nope.
I mean, no, those are some addictions that can get out of control quickly for your health and things.
Exactly.
But so those are the ones we're most aware of.
Yes.
But there are a lot of addictions.
Absolutely. So we can also, I mean, a lot of ones that are actually identified, we have gambling addiction and sex addiction, internet, shopping spending, food addictions. In addition to the alcohol and drugs.
And so do you help people try to explore like that underlying, I guess maybe the question I would say is there usually an addiction?
Mm-hmm.
Is there always an underlying issue to that, do you think? Or is there, can there be? Or?
I hate the word always, but I understand.
It's kind of like never say, it's like saying never, right?
Right,
don't
right.
say never say never.
So I don't want to use the word always, but more often than not, is there something else going on that maybe led the person into their addictive behavior? Sure. Maybe it's a coping. Maybe they started engaging in a behavior in order to cope with some sort of trauma or to cope with, I don't know, the loss of somebody or something to that effect. It is actually possible to start using, let's say, alcohol as a coping mechanism. And after a certain time frame, we actually develop a tolerance. And then it's much more difficult to stop. And then we're using more in order to get the same effect. And then we have to use in order to feel normal. And it just spirals out of control. That is absolutely possible. And I think that does happen in many cases. I'm not going to say all, though. I don't like the all or nothing. But
right.
Yeah, a lot of times there is something else going on. And once someone is in a good enough spot as far as their addictive behavior, if we're just going to use that as the example, once they're in a good enough spot, we can really start working on the other stuff to make sure they don't get back there.
Yeah. And are you an advocate for cold turkey? Are you an advocate for maybe replacing a bad habit with a good habit? Like, what do you believe? Yeah.
What I love about doing what I do now, doing outpatient therapy, is I can truly meet my clients where they're at. Meaning, what are they comfortable for as long as they are, what are they comfortable doing as long as they are not at risk of hurting themselves? For example, if somebody is a daily drinker and they're drinking a lot, they're probably not appropriate to come see me an outpatient. But if they maybe, you know, drink, if they're like a weekend warrior or something like that, they might be appropriate for me. Let's see what we can do. I really believe in meeting them where they're at. What are they comfortable with and how can I help?
Yeah. Because, you know, one of the things, and as I'm sitting here and I'm thinking of these little addictions that we all have, have that, what do you call it, like that? I can't think. I'm thinking thorn in your side, but that's not what it is. Our vices.
Yeah, is that what you're looking for?
That's okay. The word. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, we all have our vices, right? We all have that nemesis, that one thing that we fall in that trap and we want to do better. And when we fall in that trap, then we feel bad and then we beat ourselves
and
up.
And then it's a cycle.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's hard to break that cycle. But once we can and continue to do something differently day by day, then it does actually get better.
Right. And sometimes vices, it might not be an all-out addiction.
Correct.
You know what
Agreed.
I mean? It
Agreed.
May not be an all-out, you know, I'm an alcoholic because I'm a weekend warrior, because I just get stressed out at work all week. And then that's my way of relaxing.
Correct.
And that's what I have found
Correct.
Is a good way to unwind.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean that person is an alcoholic.
Correct.
Right?
Agreed.
I think there's
Agreed.
A big difference.
No,
however,
there's a lot more things that go into whether we actually diagnose somebody. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
and
don't
then
believe
on,
in...
But on Monday morning, you've got that weekend warrior.
Yeah.
I'm making this sound too familiar. I don't know. Now, I wouldn't say I'm a weekend warrior, so not that familiar, but I have done that before.
Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
After a stressful week, you know,
Absolutely.
Have a moment where we go out, drink a little too much, and then what happens on Monday? The guilt sets in.
Sure.
I shouldn't have done that. Now I'm tired, or now I blew my healthy lifestyle that I've been living and doing so good at. So
okay,
those
so you
are just little vices
up,
that
so you,
you could,
pick it back up that day and you move
right.
forward.
Or yeah, and but that's where counseling, having that counselor,
the reminder, the
that
accountability,
through.
The yeah, the okay, so what? Pick it back up and move forward. We don't have to continue. We don't have to wallow, and we don't have to repeat the cycle. Okay, so what do we need to do differently next time you feel like you want to do that?
Right.
That's the kind of stuff that we would talk about.
Is that where, would you suggest that they try to find something that they can replace it with that doesn't give them that sense of guilt or?
Well, possibly, or even just looking at just healthier ways to deal with, let's say, stress. Let's just say if stress was, was the reason for their behavior. Sure, let's take a look at healthier ways to deal with it. Or are there limits that maybe you need to put on yourself that you just chose not to put on yourself this past weekend, for example? Or maybe we just go out and just blow off steam one night instead of two nights. Or, you know, again, it's very individualized. I love being able to individualize to my client based on what they want to do, and I walk that path with them.
And I think that's awesome. And you know, if you're listening and you have some of these vices and you're like, yes, that's me. I wake up on Monday and I feel terrible. And then I spend the day, you know, that's what happens to us. That zaps, I think, Vicki,
yes.
that zaps us of our success.
Absolutely.
Because when your actions don't align with your deepest desires, it's depressing.
Yes.
You get depressed. You feel bad. You know that you didn't do what you were supposed to do.
Sure.
And so it just doesn't, it's not a formula for success.
Correct. But I always remind my clients on a regular, because I have several clients who do tend to beat themselves up if they are not perfect. They have very much an all or nothing mindset. And so we talk about, how do we think somewhere in the middle? Okay. Progress, not perfection. Because a lot of them, kind of like what you're talking about, kind of getting to that Monday and beating ourselves up for stuff that we just did. Okay. First of all, it's in the past. Let's figure out how to learn from it and to try to prevent doing that exactly the same next weekend or in the near future. And again, progress, not perfection. If we make it through the next weekend, and let's say we don't drink at all. Okay. That is a success. Every little bit counts.
It does. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I'm getting an awesome counseling session.
Yeah, you are a little bit. Yeah.
I feel like this has been awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm learning. I'm having revelations right now as you're speaking. It's wonderful. And so I hope you guys that are listening, you're having some revelations to those aha moments where you just, it's not that you learn something that you don't already know. It's that you hear it in a different way that you've never heard it before, that brings it home.
Yes.
That says, oh, that's it.
That makes it click.
That makes it click. Mm-hmm. That makes it reality for you.
Correct.
It can apply to your life. Mm-hmm. Now you can, now that you've heard it in a way where you can take that knowledge and apply it to your life, where before you were kind of just keeping it out there because you didn't know how it made sense for you.
Right.
And now you do.
I agreed. Yeah.
And that is what it, I think happens a lot of times when we have counselors, when we talk to someone, when we have coaches.
Yes.
You know, I am such a believer in having a coach, in having a counselor, you know, in being part of a community that's going to hold you accountable and catapult you to where you want to go. And, you know, obviously that's why we have I've Decided, because I'm a,
absolutely,
I'm a believer in all of that. But And I just want to educate people and share that with you guys that, you know, if you're not as successful as you want to be, there's things that you want to do that you haven't accomplished yet. It's not because you can't.
Right.
It's just simply because you haven't maybe invested in the right resources. You haven't connected to what you need.
Correct. Agreed.
To be successful.
Agreed.
So if I want to come have a session with you, Vicki, mm-hmm. how would I do that? Besides inviting you on my radio show.
I would say, you can contact me. You'll see me
on the radio show every week.
Right. Exactly. Anybody who wants to contact me can call. Do you want me to give my website?
Whatever
my phone
you want to give
whatever?
Them. Whatever you're happy to give.
Okay.
Yeah.
Website is www.lavickcounselingservices.com. And it's L-A-V as in Victor, I-C-K, counselingservices with an S.com. Phone number 309-550-9903. Call or text. And email is Vicki, V-I-C-K-I, at lavickcounselingservices.com.
Awesome. And they can just reach out and
absolutely
ask a couple of questions.
Always.
And do you
yes.
do any kind of like quick
initial consultation, yes.
just a quick interview
yes.
to see how it's going?
Anything done over the phone or you know, through secure email or anything like that, anything brief, 10, 15 minutes or so is always free. Absolutely.
Yeah, just to kind of
yep.
check it out. Get
yep.
a feel for your services.
Answer some questions, whatever kind of concerns people have, always. Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. So, hey, are you needing some revelations? Hopefully you have some revelations today, but we want to encourage you to continue to have those revelations, to be looking for them, right?
Yes.
To seek them out, because they are life-changing. Those moments when you have that aha in your mind where you're like, yes, that's it. That's what I've been needing to hear. You can do that through our resources like Vicki, who is a licensed counselor. You can find her on our website as well under resources at ivedecided.org. And you can do that by joining us. We have our conference coming up on Saturday, September the 8th. We would love to see you there. If you become a member of our community, our conferences are included in your membership. So you can simply just go to our website, join our community today. Get on track to being successful. That's what we're here for. Our purpose is to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. And your success is definitely our mission. This has been an awesome show, Vicki.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
I knew
it's my favorite word. Okay. Revelations.
Okay.
And you're becoming to be one of my favorite people. So
thank you.
I knew it would be a great show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much
yes.
for being here. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we will be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?